Council of Trent, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. The text of this article falls under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. With respect to the spoken version of this article, I, Matthew David Gonzalez, hereby revoke all copyright in the furtherance of having this spoken file in the public domain on today, August 21st, 2013, and all days thereafter and in perpetuity. The text of the article of the Council of Trent is as follows. The Council of Trent, parenthesis Latin, Concilium Tridentinum, parenthesis, was an ecumenical council of the Catholic Church. It is considered to be one of the Church's most important councils. It convened in Trento, Italy, then the capital of the Prince-Bishopric of Trent of the Holy Roman Empire, between December 13, 1545, and December 4, 1563, in 25 sessions for 3 periods. During the pontificate of Pope Paul III, the Council Fathers met for the 1st to 8th sessions in Trento, parenthesis 1545 to 47, parenthesis, and for the 9th to 11th sessions in Bologna, parenthesis 1547, parenthesis. Under Pope Julius III, the council met in Trento, parenthesis 1551 to 1552, parenthesis, for the 12th to 16th sessions, and under Pope Pius IV, the 17th to 25th sessions took place in Trento, parenthesis 1559 to 63, parenthesis. The council issued condemnations on what it defined as Protestant heresies at the time of the Reformation, and defined church teachings in the areas of scripture and tradition, original sin, justification, sacraments, the Eucharist and Holy Mass, and the veneration of saints. It issued numerous reform decrees. By specifying Catholic doctrine on salvation, the sacraments, and the biblical canon, the council was answering Protestant disputes. The council entrusted to the Pope the implementation of its work. As a result, Pope Pius IV issued the Tridentine Creed in 1565, and Pope Pius V issued in 1566 the Roman Catechism, in 1568 a revised Roman Breviary, and in 1570 a revised Roman Missal. Through these, the Tridentine Mass was standardized, parenthesis, named after the city's Latin name Tridentum, parenthesis. In 1592, Pope Clement VIII issued a revised edition of the Vulgate Bible. The Council of Trent, delayed and interrupted several times because of political or religious disagreements, was a major reform council. It was an embodiment of the ideas of the Counter-Reformation. More than 300 years passed until the next ecumenical council. When announcing Vatican II, Pope John XXIII stated that the precepts of the Council of Trent continue to the modern day, a position that was reaffirmed by Pope Paul VI. Section 1. Obstacles and Events Before the Council. On March 16, 1517, the Fifth Council of the Lateran closed its activities with a number of reform proposals, parenthesis, on the selection of bishops, taxation, censorship, and preaching, parenthesis, but not on the major problems that confronted the Church in Germany and other parts of Europe. A few months later, on October 31, 1517, Martin Luther issued his 95 Theses in Wittenberg. Section 1.2, A General Free Council in Germany. Luther's position on ecumenical councils shifted over time, but in 1520 he appealed to the German princes to oppose the papal church, if necessary with a council in Germany, open and free of the papacy. After the Pope condemned in Exsurge Domini 52 sentences of Luther as heresy, German opinion considered a council the best method to reconcile existing differences. German Catholics, diminished in number, hoped for a council to clarify matters. It took a generation for the council to materialize, partly because of papal reluctance, given that a Lutheran demand was the exclusion of the papacy from the council, and partly because of ongoing political rivalries between France and Germany and the Turkish dangers in the Mediterranean. Under Pope Clement VII, parenthesis 1523 to 1534, parenthesis, troops of the Catholic Holy Roman Emperor Charles V sacked Papal Rome in 1527, open quote, raping, killing, burning, stealing, the like had not been seen since the Vandals, closed quote. St. Peter's Basilica and the Sistine Chapel were used for horses. This, together with the pontiff's ambivalence between France and Germany, led to his hesitation. Charles V strongly favored a council, but needed the support of King Francis I of France, who attacked him militarily. Francis I generally opposed a general council due to partial support of the Protestant cause within France, and in 1533 he further complicated matters when suggesting a general council to include both Catholic and Protestant rulers of Europe that would devise a compromise between the two theological systems. This proposal met the opposition of the Pope, for it gave recognition to Protestants and also elevated the secular princes of Europe above the clergy on church matters. Faced with a Turkish attack, Charles held the support of the Protestant German rulers, all of whom delayed the opening of the Council of Trent. Section 1.3. Failure in Mantua Vicenza. The council was ordered by the emperor and pope to convene in Mantua on May 23, 1537. It failed to convene after another war broke out between France and Charles V, resulting in a non-attendance of French prelates. Protestants, just defeated by Charles V, refused to attend as well. Financial difficulties in Mantua led the pope in the autumn of 1537 to move the council to Vicenza, where participation was poor. The council was postponed indefinitely on May 21, 1539. Pope Paul III then initiated several internal church reforms, while Emperor Charles V convened a meeting with Protestants in Regensburg, seat of the German Diet, to reconcile differences. Unity failed between Catholic and Protestant representatives, open quote, because of different concepts of church and justification, closed quote. Section 2. Occasion, Sessions, and Attendance. In reply to the papal bull, Excurge Domini, of Pope Leo X, parenthesis, 1520, parenthesis, Martin Luther burned the document and appealed for a general council. In 1522, German diets joined in the appeal, with Charles V seconding and pressing for a council as a means of reunifying the church and settling the Reformation controversies. Pope Clement VII, parenthesis 1523 to 34, parenthesis, was vehemently against the idea of a council, agreeing with Francis I of France. After Pope Pius II, in his bull Exegrabilis, parenthesis 1460, parenthesis, and his reply to the University of Cologne in 1463, set aside the theory of the supremacy of general councils laid down by the Council of Constance. Pope Paul III, 1534-49, seeing that the Protestant Reformation was no longer confined to a few preachers, but had won over various princes, particularly in Germany, to its ideas, desired a council. Yet when he proposed the idea to his cardinals, it was almost unanimously opposed. Nonetheless, he sent nuncios throughout Europe to propose the idea. Paul III issued a decree for a general council to be held in Mantua, Italy, to begin on May 23, 1537. Martin Luther wrote the Smalcald Articles in preparation for the general council. The Smalcald Articles were designed to sharply define where the Lutherans could and could not compromise. However, the council was delayed until 1545 and, as it happened, convened right before Luther's death. Unable, however, to resist the urging of Charles V, the Pope, after proposing Mantua as the place of meeting, convened the council at Trento, parenthesis, at that time a free city of the Holy Roman Empire, under a prince-bishop, parenthesis, on December 13, 1545. The Pope's decision to transfer to Bologna in March 1547, on the pretext of avoiding a plague, failed to take effect, and the council was indefinitely prorogued on September 7, 1549. Reopened at Trento on May 1, 1541, by convocation of Pope Julius III, who reigned from 1550 to 1555. It was broken up by the sudden victory of Maurice, Elector of Saxony, over the Emperor Charles V and his march into the surrounding state of Tyrol on April 28, 1552. There was no hope of reassembling the council while the very anti-Protestant Paul IV was Pope. The council was reconvened by Pope Pius IV, (1551–1565) for the last time, meeting from January 18, 1562, and continued until its final adjournment on December 4, 1563. It closed with a series of ritual acclamations honoring the reigning Pope, the popes who had convoked the council, the emperor and the kings who had supported it, the papal legates, the cardinals, the ambassadors present, and the bishops, followed by acclamations of acceptance of the faith of the council and its decrees, and of anathema for all heretics. The history of the council is thus divided into three distinct periods, 1545 through 49, 1551 through 52, and 1562 through 63. During the second period, the Protestants present asked for renewed discussion on points already defined and for bishops to be released from their oaths of allegiance to the Pope. When the last period began, all hope of conciliating the Protestants was gone, and the Jesuits had become a strong force. The number of attending members in the three periods varied considerably. The council was small to begin with. It increased towards the close, but never reached the number of the First Council of Nicaea, which had 318 members, nor of the First Vatican Council, which numbered 744. The decrees were signed by 255 members, including 4 papal legates, 2 cardinals, 3 patriarchs, 25 archbishops, and 168 bishops, two-thirds of whom were Italians. The Italian and Spanish prelates were vastly preponderant in powers and numbers. At the passage of the most important decrees, not more than 60 prelates were present. Section 3. Objects and General Results. The main object of the council was twofold, although there were other issues that were also discussed. Number 1. To condemn the principles and doctrines of Protestantism and to clarify the doctrines of the Catholic Church on all disputed points. It is true that the emperor intended it to be a strictly general or truly ecumenical council, at which the Protestants should have a fair hearing. He secured, during the council's second period, 1551 to 1553, an invitation, twice given, to the Protestants to be present, and the council issued a letter of safe conduct, (13th session), and offered them the right of discussion, but denied them a vote. Melanchthon and Johannes Brenz, with some other German Lutherans, actually started in 1552 on the journey to Trento. Brenz offered a confession, and Melanchthon, who got no farther than Nuremberg, took with him the Confessio Saxonica. But the refusal to give the Protestants the right to vote, and the consternation produced by the success of Maurice in his campaign against Charles V in 1552 eventually put an end to Protestant cooperation. Number 2. To effect a reformation in discipline or administration. This object had been one of the causes calling forth the reformatory councils and had been lightly touched upon by the Fifth Council of the Lateran under Pope Julius II. The obvious corruption in the administration of the Church was one of the numerous causes of the Reformation. 25 public sessions were held, but nearly half of them were spent in solemn formalities. The chief work was done in committees or congregations. The entire management was in the hands of the papal legate. The liberal elements lost out in the debates and voting. The council abolished some of the most notorious abuses and introduced or recommended disciplinary reforms affecting the sale of indulgences, the morals of convents, the education of the clergy, the non-residence of bishops, (also bishops having plurality of benefices, which was fairly common, and the careless fulmination of censures, and forbade dueling. Although evangelical sentiments were uttered by some of the members in favor of the supreme authority of the Scriptures and justification by faith, no concession whatsoever was made to Protestantism. Number 3. The Church is the ultimate interpreter of Scripture. Also, the Bible and Church tradition, parenthesis, not mere customs, but the ancient tradition that made up part of the Catholic faith, parenthesis, were equally authoritative. Number 4. The relationship of faith and works in salvation was defined, following controversy over Martin Luther's doctrine of justification by faith alone. Number 5. Other Catholic practices that drew the ire of reformers within the Church, such as indulgences, pilgrimages, the veneration of saints and relics, and the veneration of the Virgin Mary, were strongly reaffirmed, though abuses of them, such as the sale of indulgences, were forbidden. Decrees concerning sacred music and religious art, though inexplicit, were subsequently amplified by theologians and writers to condemn many types of Renaissance and medieval styles and iconographies, impacting heavily on the development of these art forms. The doctrinal decisions of the Council are divided into decrees, decreta, which contain the positive statement of the conciliar dogmas, and into short canons, canonis, which condemn the dissenting Protestant views with the concluding anathema sit, let him be anathema. Section 4, Canons and Decrees. The doctrinal acts are as follows. After reaffirming the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed, third session, the decree was passed, fourth session, confirming that the deuterocanonical books were on par with the other books of the canon, against Luther's placement of these books in the Apocrypha of his edition, and coordinating church tradition with the scriptures as a rule of faith. The Vulgate translation was affirmed to be authoritative for the text of scripture. Justification, sixth session, was declared to be offered upon the basis of human cooperation with divine grace, as opposed to the Protestant doctrine of passive reception of grace. Understanding the Protestant faith alone doctrine to be one of simple human confidence in divine mercy, the Council rejected the, quote, vain confidence, unquote, of the Protestants, stating that no one can know who has received the grace of God. Furthermore, the Council affirmed against Protestant doctrine that the grace of God can be forfeited through mortal sin. The greatest weight in the Council's decrees is given to the sacraments. The seven sacraments were reaffirmed, and the Eucharist pronounced to be a true preparatory sacrifice as well as a sacrament, in which the bread and wine were consecrated into the Eucharist, parenthesis, 13th and 22nd sessions, parenthesis. The term transubstantiation was used by the Council, but the specific Aristotelian explanation given by Scholasticism was not cited as dogmatic. Instead, the decree states that Christ is really, truly, substantially present in the consecrated forms. The sacrifice of the Mass was to be offered for dead and living alike, and in giving to the apostles the command, "Do this in remembrance of me," Christ conferred upon them a sacerdotal power. The practice of withholding the cup from the laity was confirmed, parenthesis, 21st session, parenthesis, as one which the Church Fathers had commanded for good and sufficient reasons. Yet in certain cases, the Pope was made the supreme arbiter as to whether the rule should be strictly maintained. Ordination, parenthesis, 23rd session, parenthesis, was defined to imprint an indelible character on the soul. The priesthood of the New Testament takes the place of the Levitical priesthood. To the performance of its functions, the consent of the people is not necessary. In the decrees of marriage, parenthesis, 24th session, parenthesis, the excellence of the celibate state was reaffirmed, parenthesis, see also clerical celibacy, parenthesis, concubinage condemned and the validity of marriage made dependent upon the wedding taking place before a priest and two witnesses, although the lack of a requirement for parental consent ended a debate that had proceeded from the 12th century. In the case of a divorce, the right of the innocent party to marry again was denied so long as the other party was alive, even if the other party had committed adultery. In the 25th and last session, the doctrines of purgatory, the invocation of saints, and the veneration of relics were reaffirmed, as was also the efficacy of indulgences as dispensed by the Church according to the power given her, but with some cautionary recommendations and a ban on the sale of indulgences. Short and rather inexplicit passages concerning religious images were to have great impact on the development of Catholic art, much more than the Second Council of Nicaea, (787). The Council Fathers of Trent stressed the pedagogical purpose of Christian images. The council appointed in 1562, 18th session, a commission to prepare a list of forbidden books, Index Liberorum Prohibitorum, but it later left the matter to the Pope. The preparation of a catechism and the revision of the breviary and missal were also left to the Pope. The catechism embodied the council's far-reaching results, including reforms and definitions of the sacraments, the scriptures, church dogma, and the duties of the clergy. On adjourning, the council asked the Supreme Pontiff to ratify all its decrees and definitions. This petition was complied with by Pope Pius IV on January 26, 1564, in the papal bull Benedictus Deus, which enjoins strict obedience upon all Catholics and forbids, under pain of excommunication, all unauthorized interpretation, reserving this to the Pope alone, and threatens the disobedient with, quote, the indignation of Almighty God and of his blessed apostles Peter and Paul. Pope Pius appointed a commission of cardinals to assist him in interpreting and enforcing the decrees. The Index Liberorum Prohibitorum was announced in 1564, and the following books were issued with the papal imprimatur: the Profession of the Tridentine Faith and the Tridentine Catechism, 1566, the Breviary, 1568, the Missal, 1570, and the Vulgate, 1590 and then 1592. The decrees of the council were acknowledged in Italy, Portugal, Poland, and by the Catholic princes of Germany at the Diet of Augsburg in 1566. Philip II of Spain accepted them for Spain, the Netherlands, and Sicily, insofar as they did not infringe the royal prerogative. In France, they were officially recognized by the king only in their doctrinal parts. The disciplinary sections received official recognition at provincial synods and were enforced by the bishops. No attempt was made to introduce it into England. Pius IV sent the decrees to Mary, Queen of Scots, with a letter dated June 13, 1564, requesting her to publish them in Scotland, but she dared not do it in the face of John Knox and the Reformation. These decrees were later supplemented by the First Vatican Council of 1870. Section 5, Publication of Documents. The most comprehensive history is still Über Jedens, the History of the Council of Trent, and then they have that in German, with about 2,500 pages in four volumes: The History of the Council of Trent, The Fight for a Council, The History of the Council of Trent, The First Sessions in Trent, The History of the Council of Trent, Sessions in Bologna, 1547 to 1548, and Trento, 1551 to 1552, The History of the Council of Trent, Third Period and Conclusion, which is the fourth volume. The canons and decrees of the council have been published very often and in many languages, for a large list consult British Museum catalog under Trent Council of, The first issue was by Paulus Manutius, Rome in 1564. The best Latin editions are by J. Le Plat, written in Antwerp, or written with an Antwerp publisher in 1779, and by F. Schulte and A. L. Richter, written with a Leipzig publisher in 1853. Other good versions are Volume 7 of the Acta et Decreta Consulorum Recensionorum Collecto Lasansis, reissued as independent volume in 1892, CONCILIUM space TRIDENTINUM colon space DIARIORUM comma space ACTORUM comma space EPASTULARUM comma space ellipsis collectio, which is in four volumes. Not to overlook Mansi, which is given by volume. The best English edition is by James Waterworth, London, 1848, with essays on the external and internal history of the Council. The original acts and debates of the Council, as prepared by its General Secretary, Bishop Angelo Massarelli, in 6 large folio volumes, are deposited in the Vatican Library and remained there unpublished for more than 300 years, and were brought to light, though only in part, by Augustine Thiner, priest of the Oratory, died in 1874. In ACTA space GENUINA space SANCTI space ET space OECUMENICI space CONCILII space TRIDENTINI space NUNC space PRIMUM space INTEGRE space EDITA. In 2 volumes, Leipzig, 1874. Most of the official documents and private reports, however, which bear upon the Council, were made known in the 16th century and since. The most complete collection of them is that of J. LaPlatte, MONUMENTORUM, space AD, space HISTORICAM, space CONCILII, space TRIDENTINI space COLLECTIO. New materials by JJI VON DO with an umlaut LLINGER, and there's a lot of German writing here. And section 6 is a list of decrees. It is presented in a chart. The first column is doctrine, the second column is session, the third column is date, the fourth column is canons, and the fifth column is decrees. First row, the Holy Scriptures is the doctrine, session 4, date April 8, 1546, canons none, decrees 1. Second row is doctrine of original sin, session 5, the date is June 7, 1546. There are 5 canons and 4 decrees. The third doctrine on justification was the 6th session on January 13, 1547, with 33 canons and 16 decrees. The fourth section is the sacraments in general, which is the 7th session, March 3, 1547, 13 canons and 1 decree. Baptism, 7th session, March 3, 1547, 14 canons, decrees none. Confirmation is the next session. Session 7, date is March 4th, 1547. Canons are 3 and decrees are none. Holy Eucharist, session 13, October 11th, 1551. 11 canons, 8 decrees. The Doctrine of Penance, session 14, November 15th, 1551. 15 canons, 15 decrees. Doctrine of Extreme Unction, session 14, date of November 4th, 1551, 4 canons. Doctrine of Matrimony, session 24, the date is November 11th, 1563. There are 12 canons and 10 decrees. The Doctrine of Cults, Saints, Relics, Images, session 25, the date is December 4th, 1563. There are no canons and 3 decrees. The final doctrine is indulgences. Session 25. The date is December 4th, 1563. No canons and 1 decree. This ends the spoken version of the Wikipedia English language article on the Council of Trent. My name is Matthew David Gonzalez.